Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget to sign up by August 15th for our poker tournament. It'll be August 28th at the Commerce Casino. So come on down. I think Arsenio Hall is going to try to make it down. And Gina Grad will be there, and Randy Wang, and I don't know who else. Oh, Jerry Wischowski is going to be there. He emailed me. Come down and play a couple of hands of poker. But anyway, so if you want to meet Gina or Randy or get an autograph from Randy, you'll sign on the 28th?
For this event, I will sign autographs.
All right. Anything you want Randy Wang to sign. What do you sign, Randy Wang or Ryan Wong?
I sign Randy Wang, but it's still kind of hard because I haven't signed my name as Randy Wang for very long.
I see. All right. So come on down August 28th. But to get a seat in the tournament, to get a guaranteed seat, you have to email us, and then we pick about 500 of the thousands and thousands of emails. How many emails are we up to there, Grad?
We're at about 1,200.
1,200 already?
Yeah, we have so many.
All right. So if you want to join the list, and we'll pick out 500 of those 1,200, it'll probably be about 2,000 by the time we do it. We usually get between 2,000 and 2,500 people sign up, and there's only room for 500, and I apologize, it's not bigger, but I don't run the Commerce Casino, you know? If we could make it bigger, we would, but there's just limited space. So sign up, go to our website. Is it up on the website yet on the contest page? All right, then email us, conwayshow@gmail.com. Your first and last name and your email address. That's all we need. Don't call us, don't email us. And, you know, it's, oh, Jesse Jackson is so great. I love when you guys do that.
You're stupid.
Yeah, those are great. But just, it makes it very simple if, A, you just give us your first name, your last name, and your email address. And please don't sign up more than once because people at the station get so pissed. Gina, she goes into a rage. And she becomes like an outrageous alcoholic when she sees like an angry alcoholic.
Yeah, you don't see most of the damage it does to me. I keep it pretty well hidden.
Yeah. So just your first name, your last name, your email address. Only sign up once. And then if you get chosen, you'll be one of the chosen few, like the chosen people. Come on down to Commerce Casino. And it's on the 28th of August. The Commerce is located off the 5 freeway. You commuters see it every day, right between the 605 and the 710. Actually, closer to the 710. South of 710, north of the 605. And it's called the Commerce Casino. If you've never been there, it's always a great night. 500 people show up. Everybody's drinking and smoking and gambling and, you know, it's a house of degenerates. That's what we used to call shutterbugs, I believe. All right. I got my ass ripped by Gina Grad during that last commercial break about, you know, gay guys and do they get turned on in, like, locker rooms and bathrooms. And so maybe you can set the record straight, but I tell you, if I were a gay guy, I would belong to a gym and get really turned on in that gym, you know, watching all these guys showered, you know, and soaping themselves up.
Yeah.
Like if it, like, you know, I just happen to be straight. It wasn't, you know, a decision. If it was a decision, I probably would have gone the other way. It seems, you know, two income family and not having to deal with women's issues like menopause and their period and all their craziness might be an easier way to go through life. But society makes it a little tough on gays. But when you go through, like, let's say, you know, you're in high school or college, do gay guys get turned on or do gay women get turned on when they go into the locker room? All right, here are the phone numbers for gays and lesbians. All right. Am I completely on the moon here? Am I from another planet? Or isn't it the best, biggest turn-on to join a gym and see all these nude people are walking around that you'd like to have? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I know straight guys get turned on when they watch, like, volleyball chicks, you know, when they're watching chicks play volleyball. It's a big turn on for dudes. And when they also watch, you know, other sporting events with chicks, it's like, you know, it's a big turn on. Tennis, I guess, is a turn on to some guys. I know swimming is a huge turn-on for some dudes. Diving, you know, any of these chicks that are not wearing much. But if I guess if you're a gay guy and you're into that stick man, then I think watching professional sports adds like a whole new element. You know, like I'm watching a football game just to see what that score is. But I think gay guys are watching that football game going, man, that dude's ass is unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Yes. I think that's the way to go through life. Get turned on while watching a hockey game, you know? But maybe I'm on another planet. You know, maybe I'm a complete a-hole and just, you know, maybe I don't know enough gay people. But that's not true because I have like two or three very good friends who are gay. And I don't ever talk to them about this. They don't talk to me about them being gay, and I don't talk to them about me being a heterosexual. We never talk about sex because it just doesn't come up. But I would think that if you're a gay guy or a gay chick, that there's a whole new world out there, a whole new world out there of turn-ons that we can't even imagine. Not only looking at sports, but going to the gym, going to the beach, and watching these guys in their Speedos jumping in that pool. I bet it's a big turn-on. All right. Is it a turn-on if you're gay, if you're a man or a woman, if you're a lesbian or a gay dude, to join a gym or to hit the beach and see all those hot dudes, man? All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, what you can also do as a gay guy is you can go to a gay bar where all the guys in there are gay. You know, you go to a just a regular bar that's not known as a gay bar, and you don't know who in there who's gay, who's not, who's a lesbian, who's heterosexual, who's a transvestite, a transgender, whatever. You gotta sniff around and see who's doing what. But if you go to a gay bar, you know everybody's gay in there. You have a shot at everybody in there. And I think that's like a bigger turn on than, you know, just being straight. Let's talk to a Lewis here in La Quinta. Hey, Lewis, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, it's the bouncer from Wall Poppers.
It's a who?
The bouncer from Wall Poppers.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. I like you, dude. Yeah. You guys, weren't you the guy selling vitamins?
No. That was the other guy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the other guy went ee!
Yes. You know, I haven't spoken to you in over a year. I was in L.A. I moved down here.
Well, let me just tell people. Lewis is talking about the Wompompers. It used to be a bar up at Universal. And friends and I used to go there because you used to get, like, out-of-town chicks there.
Right.
And out-of-town chicks were always easier to tackle than the in-town chicks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They had some hot chicks up there, too. What happened to that place? It became, like, a Texas barbecue or something?
Yeah, it was, like, I think Dolly Parton took it over.
Oh,
my. One of those people took it over, but I just haven't heard from you for a long time, and I thought I'd check in. I always liked your show, and
thank you,
just wanted to say hi and let you know I'm listening on the internet.
All right, now you a gay guy?
No, hell no.
No, straight dude.
You know, I was listening to your introduction, and I'm going, I should hang up. But you know what? I'm going to hang in there just for you because you're my boy.
Thank you, man. All right, call us again. We'll have heterosexual night on Friday. All right, take care, buddy.
All
right, there he goes. Yeah, that was a cool dude. He used to always, let us in with beers that we brought with us. You know, because when you go to a club, you don't have much dough. You try to bring beer with you. And we used to bring Old English 800, which is a beer that gets you really wasted, and the next day you get really, really sick. All right, gay guys and gay women, the lesbians and the gay dudes. There are a lot of turn-ons out there that straight dudes never get to experience, like locker rooms filled with nude guys or a women's gym where it's all women and only women. That's like a paradise for lesbians, isn't it? Let's talk to a Jimmy in Fulton. You're on 97.1. Jimmy. Aaron in Orange County. You're on the air. Hey, Aaron.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All right. You a lesbian?
Yes, I am.
All right. How long have you been out of the closet?
About 3 years.
3 years. All right.
I was actually getting turned on probably eighth grade in high school.
In the women's locker room?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. Now, you weren't out of the closet then, but you experienced back then? Or experiment?
Probably, yes. Probably not till high school, though, is when I had my first real girlfriend. But before that, I did, like, you know, experiment making out with girls and all that.
Right.
But,
how old are you now?
21.
21. And you're full-on lesbian?
Yes.
100%.
100%.
All right. So
lesbians.
When's the last time you were with a dude?
About 3 years ago.
Okay.
When I came out, yeah.
All right. And did you come out while you were having sex with the guy?
Yeah, I was actually more bi by then, but then I just started to realize I wasn't really turned on with guys as much as I was with, when I was with a female.
Right. Now, do you, when you go to a gym or like a like an all-women's gym, I don't know if they still have those or not, is that a turn-on to still walk through a locker room and see all these nude chicks?
Yes, they do still have just women's gyms, and that's actually a lot of gyms that I've only gone to. And yeah, it's actually a great pickup place. You get to check out all the bodies before you see, you know, which one you want.
Now, do you have to declare yourself a lesbian?
As far as what? Like when I introduce myself to somebody?
No, when you go to the gym, though.
No, not really. Mm. I'm pretty just mellow when it comes to, like, introducing myself and meeting new people. But,
have you ever gotten chicks out of a gym?
Yes, I have.
Is that right?
Actually, one of my girlfriends for about, I don't know, not that long, 6 months or something like that, we just met at the gym, and then we started having workout dates, and then, you know, I could tell that she wasn't into men, and she was very open about it, and it ended up becoming kind of like a relationship.
Right, and so you would work out where, your house or her house?
On our off time, yes, but we'd actually go to the gym, too.
So you saw her nude before you ever met her?
Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about here, gang. This is the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you get to judge them before you get to take off their clothes. You get to see, you know, what the package is all about and
go from
there.
Now, would you prep yourself, you know, when you went to the gym so you looked really hot?
I would try. I mean, I wouldn't try to go over and beyond because I just, like I said, I'm pretty relaxed about it and I am who I am.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go with like 5 days worth of growth hair on your legs, right?
Oh, hell no. No.
Because you want to attract those chicks.
Yeah, definitely. You want to still be, you know, attractive and show off your body and show off what you have.
Right. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm. I go to the gym and check out the ones that I want.
And you're 21?
Yeah.
Tell us what you look like real quick. A lot of guys want to know.
I am brunette, green eyes, about 5'8", 130.
It's pretty good. What do you do for a living?
I just got out of advertising, and I'm going back to school full-time. I don't know what I'm going to do as a degree, but I just decided I want to finish up school.
What were you selling?
Magazine advertisements for all companies.
I'm surprised that that business is flourishing.
Right now, it's actually a little slow. But
Get out of here. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It's getting pretty slow.
You pick up Time Magazine, and it's like 8 pages now.
I know.
all right, Aaron, you're going to do well, and I hope you have a fantastic lesbian life.
Oh, thank you. You know? Well, have a great time, too, filling around the body of guys and females.
All right, take care, baby.
Okay, you too.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Now, that's a great lesbian.
Lesbians.
Sounds like she's enthusiastic. She's open about it. She's got a sense of humor. She's laughing. She's not pissed off yet in life.
Mm.
And once a chick gets pissed off, there ain't no coming back. I know that once she gets that anger gene and that anger streak in her, that it is over. And nothing ages a woman like just that raw, raw anger. Isn't that right, Gina?
Yep.
Sarah and Dana Point, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Now, you've called us before, right?
Yeah, I talked to you about a week ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. And you're a lesbian, and were you turned on in a high school gym or not?
Yeah, I was totally turned on. I'm not with girls anymore, but I think I told you before that I was strictly with girls pretty much most of the time that I was in high school.
Yes.
And we would have these gym classes, especially swimming, that I was really into because that was one of my favorite hobbies.
Right.
But, I mean, just at school, there are these girls. They don't look like they're 15 and 16. They got full woman bodies, and it was killer being in the gym there, and especially being in the locker room.
A little frustrating, huh?
What?
A little frustrating?
No, not at all, because I had a girlfriend at that point. It was just fun looking at them.
Yeah, it's nice, huh?
For sure.
Now, did
for
you have sure. So your first lesbian experience, you were 16?
Well, I kissed a girl before I ever kissed a guy, but what do you mean, sexual experience?
Yeah.
I would say the first time I ever, like, really did everything that you could do with a girl was when I was about 14.
14. What were you waiting for?
What do you mean, what was I waiting for?
I mean, why'd you wait so long?
Well, because, you know, before I was 14, it's not too many girls really know what they want to do when it comes to that. Not too many girls are really comfortable enough with their sexuality.
I was just busting your ovaries, baby. Hey, so how old was the chick when you were 14?
She was 16.
Oh, boy, an older woman.
Well, you know.
Geez, I can't imagine what it was like for, I mean, you were 14. Were you out of the closet at 14?
No, I wasn't. My parents actually didn't find out until after I moved out of their house that I liked girls, because they would let me have my girlfriend spend the night. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to kill that for myself. At that point, it was like being able to have my boyfriend over for the night, but it was sick instead.
So would you have, like, big lesbian parties?
No, not really. I mean, I'd have, like, a couple of girls spend the night and stuff and sneak some liquor and maybe, you know, have a good time with them. But not huge lesbian parties. I think that my parents would have noticed if there was a bunch of moaning coming from my bedroom. You know what I mean?
Wow. I never even thought about that angle of not only, you know, do you get to see these hot chicks in high school if you're a lesbian, you get turned on, but then you can invite them to sleep over. And you could never do that with another guy. You couldn't, when you're 15 years old living with mom and dad, you could invite a guy to sleep over in your room. They'd say, you know, they'd kill you. But if you had two or three girls sleep over in your room, that would be, you know, more than okay with the parents. And you get to have your chicks come over, sleep over. You can bang around with them, steal liquor from your parents. That's the way to go. F heterosexuality. It sucks.
Lesbians.
It really does. It's a pain in the ass. Plus, heterosexual women are a pain in the ass as well. They're all a pain in the ass. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The turn-ons that lesbians and gay guys get that you never even thought of. Never even thought of that one. When you're in high school, you have sleepovers with your other lesbian friends. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. God, my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The advantages of being a gay guy or a lesbian in today's society. You get to belong to those gyms. You get turned on seeing guys or chicks you'd like to bang all day long. It would be like heterosexual guys going to a gym, going to one of these ballets, and getting dressed in the women's locker room and walking through the women's locker room. I think it's the same deal going on with these guys and these chicks. The advantages of being gay. There's a lot of them out there. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to, is it Torpedo? Sounds like a decent guy's name there. Torpedo, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Is that your name?
Yes, I'm a male dancer. That's my dance.
Oh, I see. All right. And where do you dance?
I dance with a group called the Wild Boys. We dance all over. We play the Ramada Inn in Laughlin most of the time.
With the Ramada Inn in Laughlin?
Oh, yes. I love it.
Wow.
Love it.
You made it when you're playing the Ramada in Laughlin, man.
Well, you know, we tour all over, but we kind of have a contract there, but you know how that is.
How many gay guys are at the Ramada in Laughlin?
Not many. It's most old women. But, you know,
oh, I
gotta,
see. Okay.
Got to do what you got to do.
All right. So you're a gay guy. What are some of the areas and some of the places where you guys can go to meet other dudes that the heterosexual guys can't or never even thought about?
Well, I never pick up at the gym unless I get, you know, my gaydar goes off.
Right.
We do get turned on. If I'm in the shower and I see, you know, a man with a good physique, he's looking there and he's well hung, I'm going to get aroused. I'm going to at least get excited.
Wow. Look at you. Hey, now, how good are you with your gaydar? And I don't like that term, but since you used it, I'll use it.
Oh, I'm great with it. Let me tell you something. My stuff is better than NASA. I can pick anyone out. I really can.
Fantastic. All right, well, let me introduce you. I want you to have a 30-second conversation with this guy, and you tell me at the end, all right?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Torpedo, meet Randy Wang. Randy Wang, Torpedo, here we go.
Hey, Torpedo, what's going on?
Beep, 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 yes.
Yeah!
That was in his normal voice, too.
There you go.
All right, it's just a matter of time, then, before he comes out of the closet, huh?
If he's not gay, he's on the waiting list, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no. I think that, you know, now in today's society, you can get married in California, Massachusetts, yes, some other states. I don't think, you know, the struggles that go on nowadays are what gays experienced in the 60s and 70s.
No. Now it's very acceptable. I would say probably 50% of the guys in my group are gay.
Right.
And the women don't care. I mean, a lot of times they understand, but they're there to have a good show. I haven't been, as an adult, I haven't been treated unfairly at all. So I think it's acceptable.
And you know what's nice about being gay is a couple of things. One, you're usually a two-check family. Both guys are usually working.
Right.
Two is you never have to deal with menopause in your life.
I know a couple of guys who are very bitchy, but...
Wait a minute. So there's male menopause in the gay community?
I guess. So I guess... At a certain age,
Jesus Christ,
you're just not into it.
I was about to get into this.
Can you imagine that? Like you're a gay guy. You finally think, all right, I've got everything going on here, and then your boyfriend or husband goes through that change of life.
Yeah, it's just, you know, people get bitchy. It just depends on who it is.
Yeah, but isn't that like a major turnoff when a guy, whether he's straight or gay, when a guy gets bitchy?
Absolutely. It's more of a turnoff because you expect, even though your partner is gay, you do expect some male macho-ness to still remain.
Yeah, you have to. Like, I got a phone message today from a guy who I haven't talked to in probably about 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could play it on the air, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go through all the crap that we got to do to play it on the air. But the beginning of the message was, hey, Tim, it's blank. You never call me anymore. You never call me anymore. Why don't you call me? You never call me anymore. When I hear that from a guy, I want to ask my pants.
Homo.
Guys don't say that.
Or another, you know, the other guy that calls, you know, just checking in. Like, you know, we're in a goddamn relationship. Checking in. But the one guy, the guy that says, you know, why didn't you call me? I called you. Why didn't you call me back? Is such a whiny, bitchy thing to do.
Right, no, like, trust me, I'm probably more man than most men out there, but I'm probably more woman than most women out there. That, you know, I have that, I'm kind of, let's say, a metro homosexual.
Right. Now, were you always into the stick, or were you, when you were younger, were you into chicks?
Oh, yeah. No, I had G.I. Joes and everything, but I thought, you know, they were cute. I played with all the regular male toys.
And how old were you when you came out of the closet?
I would have to say college, but I knew I was gay at a very early age.
Right. So did you experiment, like, in high school?
Yes.
See, that's always dangerous because that gets out in especially... How old are you?
Right now, I am 31.
You're 31 right now? All right. When you went to high school, it probably wasn't that accepted.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Everything was very secretive, very taboo.
Yeah, but did you know other gay guys in high school that were also keeping it under wraps?
Well, yeah, there was this one Filipino that I known from elementary school, and I remember, you know, we would, like, dry hump and whatnot for kids, and then as we got older...
We're at the lunch benches?
No, you know, in each other's house.
Oh, I see. Okay. Fantastic.
And then as we got older, we just realized, you know, we both were gay. We never really said it, to each other, we would fool around.
Yeah, when you're dry humping your Filipino friends, I don't think it has to be said.
Yes, of course. But, you know, we don't keep in touch anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that you sound. It sounds like, see, it's a little different than what I, what, how old were you when you were dry humping the Filipino?
I would have to say probably around 7th grade.
Yeah, I think in 7th grade I was skateboarding to McDonald's. And you were dry humping the Filipino. You were a little more advanced than I was, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you went for it, man. Oh, you got a guy in your life now?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you're an available dude.
Absolutely. Boyfriends or just C-blockers, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait, are there C-blockers in the gay community?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Christ almighty. Every time you think, well, maybe it's not bad to be gay, you get a call like this where... Where you tell us now in the last 2 minutes that guys go through a change of life, guys get bitchy, and guys are C blockers.
Absolutely. And then trust me, for a gay C blocker, it's even worse. They have great blocking abilities, if you know what I'm saying. They'll do great in the NFL.
Right. So it's like a friend of yours, but you're at a bar, and he might C block you from another dude.
Right. Because the other guy may not know if he's just a friend or if he's a lover or ex lover. Now, if no other guy would do that unless they're trying to get the other person, do you know what I'm saying? If
you're, wait a minute, hold on one sec. So you're saying when you go out to, like, you're out with a boyfriend or with, I don't know what you call them, male friends, men friends, I don't know. But you're out with a, what is it?
An acquaintance.
An acquaintance. All right, you're out with an acquaintance. And some guy says to you, hey, dude, I remember you from high school. That guy's going to get all bitchy and antsy and jealous?
Absolutely.
Oh, enough with yous. I tell you, there's no winning in this world. If you go out with, you're heterosexual and you go out with these chicks, you got to go through a change of life. Men and women constantly don't see eye to eye on almost every issue. And then you're saying once you become a gay guy, you have the same issues in a relationship that heterosexual guys have.
Absolutely. And that's why we hang out with a lot of women, gay or straight. It doesn't matter because... They become great wingmen, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. Okay, so the reason why gay guys rarely have a lot of gay guy friends is because they're C-blockers. But the reason why gay guys have a lot of women friends is because they'll help them out.
Absolutely. It's very simple. That's, you know, that, especially my, like, I have a great physique. I'm in very good shape. I'm a very good-looking guy. And
look at you.
And I have no problem.
A lot going on.
Whatever.
I know. All right, then. You're dancing and your ass off. You're going for it in life.
Absolutely.
All right. You like soccer? You're going to go down and see those guys run around on the yard?
Players, absolutely.
All right. Hold on one sec. You can bring yourself some bottle of lotion and head on down to the Home Depot Center. A pair of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the LA Galaxy at the Home Depot Center next Thursday. Visit CDChivasUSA.com is a website for you for all the latest in soccer, Major League Soccer action. Oh, man, how depressing is that for guys that thought, you know, they could finally come out of the closet and be gay dudes? You hear from the other side, from Torpedo, that being gay, you have the same issues of being straight, but it's with another guy. There's no winning. This is an unwinnable war, this society. It really is. Whether you're straight or gay, it is unwinnable. It's depressing, but we move on. All right, the advantages to being a gay guy or a gay chick in society today. We know the disadvantages. Let's talk about the advantages. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. To you. Yeah, when you're dry humping your Filipino friends, I don't think it has to be said. All I know is that's me. You look like you're having fun. Open up your life and I'll watch out here. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to go to our email and email us your first and last name right now and your email address. And perhaps you could be playing in the August 28th Commerce Casino. That's fine. Thanks. That's just enough. Thank you very much. August 28th, Commerce Casino event, and that goes on August 28th. Look at them. And there's going to be about 500 people playing in this big tournament, and somebody's going to walk away with some dough. They're giving away $6,000 in prizes. It's free to play. It's free to get in and play, but you have to sign up. You've got to be on the sign-up list, all right? So to sign up for it, the big August 28th tournament, the Commerce Casino, located right there off the 5 Freeway between the 710 and the 605, south of the 710, north of the 605, go to your email, and send us an email with your first and last name and your email address. Send it to conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And everybody that signs up, you're going to get a fat chance to be in that tournament. And 500 players, it's going to be a great night. It always is at the Commerce. People start lining up around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Everyone's in their seat by 7, 7:30, quarter to 8. The tournament begins at 8. And you've heard the reaction. If you've heard a live broadcast from the Commerce Casino, you know how great it is. So check it out. ComerceCasino.com is their website. And email us your first name, last name, and email address. And here is our address, conwayshow@gmail.com. We only have a few minutes here, so I want to take some phone calls from guys and girls who have seen this movie. And it's supposed to be the big blockbuster summer hit when it comes to comedy. It is Pineapple Express. Dave Harden with his kid just went to see that today, said it was an unbelievable movie. If you've seen Pineapple Express, give us your quick review on it, all right? It's supposed to be a fantastic, very funny movie. Here are the phone numbers, real quickly. We're only about 4 or 5 minutes here. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, essentially, what this movie is about is these two kids. I think they're brothers. They buy a bag of Pineapple Express. It's a strain of marijuana called Pineapple Express, and it's real powerful. And when one of the kids witnesses a murder, he panics and runs away, accidentally leaving a half-smoked joint at the scene of the crime. And Pineapple Express is the name of the marijuana. It sounds like a funny movie. So if you've seen Pineapple Express, again, we only have a couple minutes here. Please call us and tell if it's any good. Tell us if it's good or if it's bad or is it not worth it? Because, who has the money to see movies nowadays? They're very expensive. 520-9710. That's our main number in Southern California. And our 888 number, 520-9710. Now, most of the blockbusters that come out this summer and every summer are movies that cost $100 million, $150 million, some $200 million. And I believe the budget on this movie was $25 million. So you always have to root for the underdog and hope that they continue making, comedies for, 20, 10, 20, $30 million. And as opposed to, spending $150 million on one movie that goes bust up in the first week. David and Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
What's going on, you big stud?
You saw this Pineapple Express?
Dude, opening night, midnight, I was home. I couldn't stop laughing, dude.
And were you stoned when you saw it?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that?
I guess it's a dumb question.
I mean, I don't know if it enhanced the comedy, but it did. Oh, they just awesome. Blew me away from Knocked Up, Superbad.
Right. Oh, it's even better than those movies, huh?
I think so, because there's like more action and stuff.
Right. Are you going to see it again?
Dude, as many times as I can, just
excellent.
Like Batman.
All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. Bobby in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
Can I get some smoke? Yeah, that movie, effing hilarious. I was baked out of my mind, laughing from beginning to end, just like I said.
Did the whole theater smell like marijuana?
No, if I could do it in there, I'd be blending up through the whole thing, but...
Right.
You get busted for that, you know?
Could I get some snow?
Yeah, you know what we should do one night is we should have, stoned theater where we announce a theater and we announce a time of the show and everybody shows up. It's
starts
a little
blazing up in there.
Yeah, a little wink-wink that everybody is in line is stoned for that movie.
We can pass out space cakes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can pass them out. You might go to a prison for that. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Look at that. Two for two so far. Joe and Irvine, you're on 97.1. You seen Pineapple Express?
Yeah, Joe. Tim, how's it going?
All right, dude.
Yeah, the movie was hilarious, man. I gained a lot of respect for James Franco after that. I used to think the guy was kind of a tool, but no, he was hilarious in that movie. Anyone who wants to go see it, I definitely recommend going baked. I didn't see it high the first time, but I definitely am going to go again and probably smoke a lot this time.
Yeah, I'd like to see this movie when I'm altered. I haven't seen a movie when I'm either drunk or don't really get high much anymore. But I've not seen a movie when I've been altered in a while, and I'd like to do that. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to Las Vegas, leave my kid and my wife here, and go to Vegas, go see this movie during the day, and then gamble and drink all night. That sounds like a great goddamn weekend. Shada and Irvine, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
The movie is hilarious. Yeah. It's not two brothers. It's
two
a guy and his weed dealer.
A guy and his weed dealer.
Oh, yeah, he becomes friends with the weed dealers throughout the movie. And actually, Seth Rogen wants to be a talk show radio host, which is like a really big part of the movie. So,
a radio talk show host?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's his goal.
Ah.
And they grow like a friendship and a bond throughout the film.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they eventually become friends.
Well, look at that. Yeah. Guys and girls like it. It's got to be a winner.
And hilarious. Yeah. Totally stoned first night it opened.
What kind of weed were you on?
Definitely recommend it. It was just regular weed. We don't have Pineapple Express in Irvine, but it was a good movie, and it's the first movie that James Franco and Seth Rogen have done together since Freaks and Geeks.
All right, cool. Thanks, baby. All right, real quick, Jared in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, what about this Pineapple Express?
Hey, it's good, but I don't think Sean Hannity would like it.
Uh-oh, what is that?
Just because it has to do with weed and, like, illegal stuff.
Oh, I get out of here, dude. I mean, you know, Republicans smoke more weed than Democrats anyway. All right, we got to take ourselves a break. We'll come back and talk to John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show, everyone. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, tomorrow we are going to have Adam Carolla on at 8 o'clock and then C. Thomas Howell. Is that right? Look at that. What a big night tomorrow night. So 8 o'clock tomorrow. It is not 8 o'clock tomorrow. It's 11 o'clock tonight. That's the time the John and Jeff Show comes on. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
What's going on with that big show tonight?
Tonight we're
going
to talk about how many women actually lie about the father of their child on a birth certificate.
Wow.
The answer will surprise you.
I'll bet it's higher than 10%.
It is higher than 10%. Imagine that.
Jesus.
Pick the richest guy you know, put his name on the birth certificate, and then make his life a living hell.
Oh, he'll
wow.
do.
Yeah, that happens all the time. It happened to me.
That's why we say you got to have a DNA test before a man's name is on a birth certificate, because this honor system, yeah. We can't trust.
There's no honor in it.
Yeah. All right, coming up, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. I'll see you tomorrow right after Tom Likas. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Malcolm in Ontario, you're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you play it back one more time?
Sure.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
You got a kingdom girl in
London? You got a kingdom girl in London?
No.
Those are guys smoking weed, man. They came up with their own game.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
I imagine if guys are smoking weed, it's a whole new game. This is probably very interesting on decent weed.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
All right, let's talk to Jess in Belmont. You're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Yeah, man. The two shortest ways to a guy's heart. Hey, man, you're a stud. And you got a big penis.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.